And while the temperatures are actually going up a little bit, it is still cold out there, and people are burning wood in their wood stoves, in their fireplaces, have their heaters on. So it's a good time to be aware and concerned about fire safety. Joining us this morning, we have the Ketchikan Fire Marshal, Gretchen O'Sullivan, who's here to give us some tips about staying safe during cold weather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I wish to say that what sparked me having you come on is that both of my smoke detectors started chirping when the weather was really, really cold. And I, of course, looked things up and found out that cold weather can definitely affect your smoke detectors. Can you start off with that and explain kind of what's going on there and what people should do?
Sure. There's a couple of different things about cold weather and smoke detectors. One of which is if your smoke alarm is in an area close to a door or, an entryway where when you open the door, cold air is allowed to come in, those sensors can get some condensation and that can cause it to go off, with malfunction, basically. The other thing that happens is the batteries like to be at a temperature, at a certain temperature. So when it gets cold, the electrodes slow down in the batteries. So it can look like the batteries are draining, and the smoke detector, because that slows down, thinks that your batteries are losing power, which they are. But in the research I did, it said that if you warm those batteries back up, they will be effective again. Now, that's depending on how old the batteries are. It may be a good idea if your batteries are chirping or your smoke detector is chirping because of the batteries being low due to cold weather, to go ahead and change those batteries out at that time.
And I think a concern I have is people may, disconnect, take out the batteries because it's been chirping, and then oftentimes forget to either put them back in or put new batteries in, which certainly takes away a little bit from your safety.
Right. And that's always the concern when we're talking about smoke alarms that activate for reasons other than, notifying the occupant because there's a danger in the home, and some that are just a nuisance alarm, because people do tend to take those batteries out and they don't make it back in the detector. So it's really important that if we are going to take them out, if it's the middle of the night and it's cold in your home and your detector is going off, you probably don't want to listen to that all night. But we need to make sure that we replace them as soon as we possibly can.
Are there different types of smoke detectors or heat detectors or something that wouldn't be affected by the condensation, or is that something that can happen to any device?
It will mostly happen with the smoke detectors because of the the sensors inside of them. We did talk about heat detectors, which are an effective way to notify occupants of fire. The reason that you see smoke detectors more often in homes than heat detectors is that the smoke detector will sense products of combustion, and possibly if it does have a CO monitoring in it, it will tell you if you have carbon monoxide. So the heat detectors more often are looking for heat, a rise in temperature. If you have a smoldering fire that is giving off smoke or carbon monoxide, those heat detectors won't necessarily be affected by that. So the rule of thumb is kind of, if you have a nuisance detector going off in like a garage or an attic space, you can replace it with a heat detector, but it won't sense the products of combustion like a smoke detector will. And that's really what we want it to notify occupants of smoke before heat, basically, because the products of smoke and carbon monoxide and the poisonous gases are what are going to affect people in a home more than the heat necessarily will.
And it seems like the heat, probably at that point, if it gets to the point of that much heat, it might be a little too late to warn you.
Yeah, they do delay warning, and they can delay the warning of the occupants of the home.
Let's also talk about fireplaces. And I know We've talked about this in the past, not necessarily with you, but I've talked to people in the fire department in the past about this, of the importance of keeping your chimneys clean, which isn't always that easy. But explain, I guess, the importance of that, of why you need a clean chimney and how you can do that.
Yeah, we always recommend that at least annually you have your chimneys cleaned, either, you know, contacting a local provider who can do that, or we do have chimney sweep pipes here available at the fire department that you can borrow. You want to kind of do it before cold weather hits, because you don't want to be up on your roof working on that when it's icy and cold. But the importance is that creosote can build up in that chimney. And if it hasn't been used during the summer and you start filling it with wood and fuel, you can catch that creosote on fire, and then it causes a chimney fire, which can spread to the interior of the house depending on where the chimney is. So that's something that we want to be done annually, to keep that chimney clean.
It sounds like maybe it should be a summer project.
Yeah, maybe right before you're thinking of the wintertime in August or September, that would be a good time to go, you know, check your chimneys, check actually all of your heating appliances, have your furnaces looked at, look at any heating appliances you may use over the winter, be sure that there's no flammable materials near or around them. The other thing we always check on is, you know, if you're going to clean out your wood stove, we prefer a metal bucket, and then you want to take anything that you clean out of your wood stove directly outside. You don't want to keep it next to the stove. And we've seen those fires happen where people are cleaning out their wood stove and don't realize that some of those smoldering embers, you know, will catch things on fire inside.
And I will tell a tale of my own, where I was cleaning out my freezer. I was getting everything out of the freezer and put a box on top of my stove to put all the items in. And it was a stove that had knobs that got bumped and started on fire. But fortunately, I put it out quickly. but there's little things like that that can cause a danger that you might not think about.
Right. That can happen quite often, an accidental bumping of the stove or a potholder or something. So, you know, looking and making sure you don't have any combustibles around your stove is a good idea as well.
Speak also about a lot of people use space heaters, especially during extra cold weather. Some thoughts about space heaters?
Yeah, we want to make sure when you're using your space heaters that you check the electrical cords and make sure they're not damaged. You also want to be plugging them directly into an outlet or a rated surge protector. You don't want to be plugging those into an extension cord. Sometimes those extension cords can get overloaded with the heater because they draw a lot of energy. And so you want to make sure you're plugging those in and you're checking those cords and making sure they're not damaged. And again, that you're keeping it away from combustibles, away from curtains. You're not lying anything on top of it, not too close to furnishing, curtains, those sorts of things.
Are there other types of hazards that you see that maybe people don't always think about that you want them to be aware of?
A few things. We don't want to be heating the house with your ovens. I have seen that before with the oven door open or turning the ovens on, particularly if they're a gas burning stove. This time of year, carbon monoxide, any appliance that you have that uses fuel can put off carbon monoxide if it's not working properly. And so carbon monoxide detectors this time of year are a good idea. They'll alert you. You know, it's a colorless, odorless gas, and you can't detect it until, you know, you might be feeling the effects. So having those in your home is a good idea, and making sure those as well are working and have fresh batteries.
Okay, I think those were my main questions. Is there anything else that comes to mind that you'd like to mention this morning?
No, just staying safe and being fire conscious when you're using those heating appliances and your wood stoves. And if you have any questions, you can call us here at the fire department.
Okay. And I believe, don't you, and I guess it's harder now in the world of COVID to necessarily share information, but I believe that you have like fire safety info for kids.
We do. And, you know, COVID really did affect our program this last year, being able to go into the schools and that kind of thing. We're hoping we get to do more of that this year. So we'll see. But we do have materials available and we're always happy to answer questions or schedule public education, you know, when things are appropriate with COVID.
And also, as they always say, have a escape plan, have a safety plan, so everybody knows where to meet and what to do in the event of a fire.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot in our pub ed with our elementary school kids, making sure that they have a home fire escape plan with two exits, and we have materials that we provide them to take home to do that with their families. So a lot of times they're the ones initiating that fire safety and that fire plan at home.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. And again, everyone, stay fire safe. Again, thank you, Gretchen O'Sullivan, who is the Ketchikan Fire Marshal.